If you're dreaming, if you're asleep and somebody comes in and makes a real loud sound, what would you probably do?
Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake.
Uh-huh.
I've heard, I don't know, that's superstition too, if you cut just a little bit of the hair off of a cat's tail and put on your pillow. And whatever you dream about, it'll come true.
Oh, really?
You try.
It'd be bad if you had a bad dream. What do you call when you put your foot down heavy on the floor like that? Like that?
Stomping.
Mm-hmm.
Stamping.
Yeah. To get a boat up on land, you'd have to do what to it? To get a boat that you've been fishing in back on land, you'd have to what? What would you call this?
You'd get a boat.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to pull it back, pull it up.
And if your car got stuck in the mud, you'd have to
push it.
Uh-huh. If you carried a real heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, what might you say?
How was that now?
If you carried a real heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, what might you say?
Instead of, I carried it.
Mm-hmm.
I carried my suitcase
mm-hmm.
a long distance.
Yeah, like you might say, I lugged it. You might tell a child, that stove is very hot, so don't
take it.
If you needed a hammer, what would you say to me to get me to bring it?
Hammer.
Uh-huh.
Get me the hammer.
What kind of outdoor games did you play when you were growing up? Like hide and seek?
Well, I played hide and seek. Played ball. I used to wrestle a heap, us boys did. Have wrestling matches. I used to have boxing matches.
Oh. Would you win?
Sometimes. I lost more than once.
When you play hide and seek, what do you call the place that you have to touch?
The base.
Uh-huh. If you throw a ball, you need somebody to
a catcher.
If we were going to meet in town and you got there first, what would you do?
I'd wait for you.
If a man is in a real good mood, how would you describe him? You'd say he's in a very
happy mood this morning.
Do you ever have an exterminating company come to your house?
Exterminating?
Uh-huh.
No, never have.
Well, what would they do to a house like this? What would they do to the insects?
Well, they'd treat it for termites.
Uh-huh. And you'd call them to do what to the termites?
Call them to get them to do what for the termites?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know how they would treat the house.
Yeah. Well, like Ms. Milner might say, we've got termites, but I'm sure that the exterminator will
call them.
Mm-hmm. And do what? Like, just get rid of them?
They'll treat them. Sure, he will come and treat my house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them.
Yeah. If you want to send a letter to somebody, you'd have to sit down and do what?
Address it.
Uh-huh.
But the letter, I just sit down and write it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Write to them.
Uh-huh. And in order to send it to them, you'd have to know their
address.
If a little boy, like, learned how to whistle, and you didn't know where he learned how to, what might you ask him?
I said, how did you learn how to whistle? Somebody teach you how to whistle?